News on MissouriNet. I'm Bill Wise. The National Weather Service says a winter weather advisory will take effect tonight beginning at 10 p.m. for portions of northwestern, northern, western, and west central Missouri for snow. Rockport, St. Joseph, Kansas City, Carrollton, Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Chillicothe, and Trenton are in the advisory area. Northeastern Missouri could see some snow as well. Accumulation is expected on grassy surfaces with the possibility of 2 to 3 inches in St. Joseph and Kirksville, 1 to 2 inches in other areas. Roads could be slushy tomorrow morning. A freeze watch in effect for most of the rest of the state for late tomorrow night through a Wednesday morning. Temperatures could be as low as 26 degrees in some areas. The Missouri House of Representatives has passed a bill that would let drivers turn left after stopping at a red light on a one-way street.
Rocheport State Representative Chuck Basie's bill would allow left turns during a red light when the vehicle is in the leftmost lane on a one-way street turning onto another one-way street. Drivers would be required to yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and other vehicle traffic. The measure would still let state and local authorities ban left-on-red turns for safety reasons. The legislation moves to the Senate for consideration. Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
The Senate could debate a bill at any time that would allow no excuse absentee voting and a photo ID requirement to vote. Missouri Senate President Dave Schott says legislation that would make changes to our elections is a priority, and he expects these kinds of bills to make it to the governor's desk this session.
We're going to do what's right. We're going to make sure that people can vote. It should be easy to vote to the extent that I think, and I also believe in something called Election Day. That's the one thing. I don't think the window of opportunity to vote should be so far in advance. I think people like the fact that we have Election Day.
Cosby State Senator Dan Hageman's bill would let voters cast an absentee ballot up to 3 weeks before an election. The state house has passed a similar measure. A Missouri lawmaker who served as a high school football and basketball referee for 27 years says it's time for legislators to take action to protect sports officials from harassment.
Raytown Democratic State Representative Jerome Barnes has also served as a volleyball referee for 10 years. He tells MissouriNet that officials are being threatened by parents and fans. His bill establishes the offense of harassment of a school or recreation athletic official. He has a message for fans about sports officials.
These are human beings out there. They are working people. They work in the community. They go to church in the community. They are teachers.
The bipartisan legislation from Barnes will be heard this afternoon at 5 by the Missouri House General Laws Committee. Under his bill, anyone who commits the offense of harassing a sports official would face up to 90 days in jail and a fine up to $500. Brian Hillsworth, MissouriNet.
More news online at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on MissouriNet.